course. But you may remember a couple of weeks ago, we were discussing this, the comments made by our Energy Minister, Eamon Ryan. There was an indication that Christmas lights displays in our towns and villages may have to be dimmed this Christmas because local authorities are being directed to cut on their electricity bills. Now, Eamon Ryan said he would not insist on restricting Christmas lights displays, but he said that county councils would have to reassess all their energy usage. To quote him, he says, "I think local authorities are starting to look at that. They're starting to consider every measure, but we're not being prescriptive down to that level yet." But it caused a lot of reaction, and it's still causing reaction. So we wondered what is the situation with Christmas lights displays in some of our larger towns, and is it going to impact on their displays this year? Let's go to Donegal Town first, and Erna McGettigan on line four. Do you take on board what Eamon Ryan said, Ernan, or is it going to change your plans for this year or not?
Well, we certainly do, but I mean, Christmas lights are something for the whole community, and I think it's about a feel-good factor. But we have to take into consideration that the local members and Donegal County Council, and particularly the parking charges, pays for a portion of the lights display in Donegal Town, but the main supporter would be the local businesses, and we would have to say that they've gone through 2 years of COVID challenges, and now these challenges are coming on board, and we would have to cut our cloth basically to what's going on around us, and I mean, I know the community would want the lights, and we in the community chamber would want them. But we have to take into consideration that any event that takes place on the diamond that requires electricity, we pay for it as a community-driven organisation. And along with that, we have four other metered boxes which we have to pay for standing charges all year round. And we have to take that into consideration. So it's more about economics than anything else for us. And there will be lights in Donegal Town. That goes without question, but we may have to limit it to what the businesses can afford. And we are very aware that businesses have been struggling and are struggling even more now with the rise in costs and particularly energy costs for them. So we will have to tailor what we have to do around that. But I want everybody to realise that we're a community group. We're completely driven by what support we get, but we will endeavour to put some form of a display up over Christmas, but we'll probably have to tailor it to whatever the economics dictate.
All right, okay. Jerry Creamer's on line two, Manor Hamilton. How is Manor Hamilton looking for the Christmas lights, Jerry?
Well, again, like Donegal Town, we would certainly like to see lights the town lit up. It does make an enormous difference to a town when you're coming into it in that 3 to 4 week lead up into Christmas. And we were fortunate, I think in 2018 we secured funding to put in a new set of lights. And we have, like Donegal Town, we have a lot of preparatory work done where you're plugging into places, and the cost of the lights again is borne by the businesses who are part of Manor Chamber, and that's a voluntary contribution. So you know you're dependent on the support of the businesses, and they have been through the mill over the last 3 to 4 years. So we will have lights unless there's a very clear stipulation that towns are not to have lights this year.
Okay, and I'm sure that won't happen. It hasn't been said by Eamon Ryan, but Finbar Phelan is with us as well, of Sligo Bid, and you had a very curt response to Eamon Ryan when he mentioned that, Finbar, a couple of weeks ago, and you said you are in the business of saving energy on your Christmas lights display in Sligo with the LED display, isn't that correct?
Yeah, no, your call is very timely. Niall, as you know, I sit on the National Retail Forum representing ISMI, and we met yesterday with Minister Damien English, and this issue actually came up. And I'm going to give you the same story I gave them. In Sligo, we have invested over €100,000 through Sligo Bid and Sligo Leader and Sligo County Council over the last 5 years to have the fantastic display we currently have in our town. They're all high energy efficient LED lights. We put the lights up for approximately 40 days and we run them for 10 hours a day. And I'd ask you to hazard a guess, Niall, as to what the cost is for running the lights for the 40 days.
I have no idea. What would it be?
€136, Niall.
Is that...
So it's actually less than the cost of a house for a month, the energy bill for a house for a month. So as a town or as a nation, if we're not in this position to put up Christmas lights when that's the only cost they are, we're in a pretty bad place, and I don't think we're in a bad place. The general consensus yesterday on the retail forum was that lights will go up in town, that they're important to add to the ambience of our town, yeah, and that they attract people in. And we've had two miserable Christmas nights with COVID.
Yeah.
We turned on the lights during COVID, and we will turn on the lights during this crisis. And any other crisis that come up, we will turn on our lights because people need to see the normality of what our towns can look like during Christmas.
All right, €136, so value for money.
Value for money. If you invest, right, but it proves the point, Niall. If you invest and put in the right type of lights and the right investments, the running costs are smaller. And that's the thing to take from this. We all need to look at what we can invest in our homes to make them more energy efficient. And Sligo Bid is leading the way by having one of the most energy efficient lighting systems in the country.
Right, okay. Of course, Aaron, as you said, as Jerry says and Finbar says, is this the businesses who pay for these lights ultimately? There was a time the local authorities paid for them. Or was that ever an issue in Donegal? Was that ever the situation in Donegal town?
No, it never.
Never?
It never was. But I would have to say that we are supported by Donegal County Council, as I said, through the parking charges in Donegal Town. It comes from the parking charges in Donegal Town. And the local members have been very supportive of us. We also have LED lighting in the town, but our main issue is that we have, as I said, the meter boxes, which are standing charges all year round, we don't disconnect them, so we have to pay those charges all year round. So we have to look at that, and I suppose that's something that we should be looking into post-Christmas. But don't get me wrong, I'm not being negative for the sake of being negative. We're a community-driven organisation, and we yeah, can't put the lights up unless we're supported, and I have no doubt that the businesses will support us, but we have to take into consideration that the businesses are under severe pressure, and that's where we will gauge it from. And we will have lighting. It may not be as spectacular as it has been in other years. I would hope that it will be, but I'm just putting it out there that it has nothing to do with the minister, and it has nothing to do with anything else other than yeah, pure economics. The lights in Donegal Town will shine as brightly as they've always done. We're a small town, and I think we push way above our weight as far as putting up Christmas lights are concerned. And this year will be no different to any other year. We've been under serious pressure economically, and it has not deterred us from doing what we have to do to make Donegal Town and make the business community shine in Donegal Town and get people to shop local and come back to our community and shop in our community. And that's what will happen this year as well.
All right. OK, Jerry, you've been on to local businesses already. Have you to assist and
yes,
contribute?
Yeah. And we will get that support. And I suppose it's important to remember that, you know, the number of businesses opened and closed and the challenges in reopening a business. It seems to be easy enough to close down your business, but to reopen it is hugely expensive.
Yeah.
And they have been through the mill over those couple of years. So you just have to think positively and work towards it, an objective of having your town looking its best over that Christmas period.
All right, okay. And there's people saying, Finbar, that if it's costing you €136, you need to be talking to other business organisations and chambers of commerce right around the country, so the whole country can save money.
By and large, most of the business and chambers of commerce and business organisations around the country have moved to high energy efficient lights. In Sligo, when we took over running the Christmas lights, we actually had 13 meters, Jerry, and we had 13 standing charges, costing us €4,500 a year. But we eliminated that we now tap into individual business on a street. So my business powers the lights for Castle Street, and Sligo Bid pays me. And we eliminated that cost. And we are very lucky in Sligo because Sligo County Council do make a substantial contribution towards the cost of the erection and taking down of the lights, because that's a big job. You'll see Michael McDonough and his team out now over the coming weeks putting them up. And there's weeks of work involved in it. So it is a big issue. But an example of how energy efficient they are, the entire lights of Grafton Street cost less than a third of a price to run a power shower for one shower for a day.